Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Do share your thoughts and your views with us here on the show. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes as we reflect on key stories we covered for you throughout the course of 2024, and of course understanding how we're wrapping up 2024 on a dynamic note, especially when it comes to unlocking economic and financial opportunities across the African continent. At the moment in Casablanca in Morocco, a two-day summit has been taking place, the Africa Financial Industry Summit for 2024, really a gathering of significant leaders within the financial industry who have all come together to share their views and perspectives on how best it is that from a banking, a capital markets point of view, private equity, and even when it comes to regulation, that a financial revolution can be earmarked to accelerate ongoing growth in various sectors of our economies. We join now, fly from Morocco, by Claudia Concesao, IFC Regional Director for Southern Africa. Claudia, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Lebo. It's my pleasure to be here with you this afternoon.
Fantastic. A real delight to speak to you. I know it's been an incredibly busy 2 days of conversations around the financial services industry and how various players have come together to highlight the importance of the summit. But maybe let's just start there, understanding the importance and the role of the Africa Financial Industry Summit. Why is it important and what is its regional relevance?
It's important, Gugu, because it gathers, the key players in the financial industry of all continents, across regions, southern region, eastern, northern and west, central Africa. And it gathers not only banks, but also insurance companies, also the digital finance companies, regulators all across, where we have the chance to discuss the themes that are of key strategic importance for the continent and exchange views and exchange practices as well. So if you talk about the need of alignment of many of the practices to facilitate interchanges in the continent, this is a fantastic opportunity for us to be all together and to talk about what is relevant for the financial industry in this our continent. Mm.
You've definitely had a big room of key and influential players. And I understand that earlier today you spoke on a panel regarding the role of stock exchanges. Help contextualize that for us, especially within the realm of stock exchanges helping to assist with climate change and the climate transition, I guess. Help us understand how this level of capital deployment can really have an impact on sustainability within the African continent.
Yes, Gugu, it was an interesting panel with quite a high level of participation, because as the awareness on environmental issues increase, because it's not only about investment and generating returns, it becomes more and more important for each one of us on our private capacity or institutional capacity to make sure that we invest responsibly, that we invest for the future, that we invest with the minimum possible impact or negative impact on the environment, so that we can leave a better earth to our future generations. So this is becoming more and more relevant in any conversation that comes. And today, in the context of Africa, I can say that the key takeaways from that discussions is that it's still a huge place for knowledge sharing at all places. Mm-hmm. The issuers, they need to understand more about climate finance and climate bonds and climate stocks. The investors also need to understand more about the benefits of investing in that space, but also regulators. There is a huge need to develop taxonomies and to align the standards across the different markets, especially in the African markets, if you want to attract the levels of investment that Africa needs to for development, right? Mm-hmm. And another thing that came out of that discussion, it's about, because typically when we talk about mobilization of huge amounts of capital, we tend to focus the conversation on foreign investment attraction. Mm-hmm. But we also discussed on what it would be required to mobilize local or domestic investment to the climate finance capital markets in the continent.
100%.
So basically how to attract domestic savings, African savings, to invest in climate in Africa.
Got you. Exactly. From our pension funds, our banking institutions, and even institutions like the IFC, which is a development, a private funding investor within the continent as well. What I'm keen to also unpack with you, Claudia, is the theme of this year, a new era, time to mobilize Africa's financial power. For those of us who are sitting in our different markets in Zambia, in Kenya, in South Africa, in Botswana, what does this mean for our countries and the impact that it can have on our communities and the society overall?
How can I put it? Looking at the countries you just mentioned, they will realize that each of the countries is at a completely different level of development and the sophistication of the markets, right? And all of these markets are characterized by huge level of inequalities, where you can see development from an industrial perspective in some aspects, but still those countries still struggling with some very basic needs. So more and more, the view is that as we mobilize more capital for investment in Africa, we also need to keep more and more the view of development impact in mind. Mm-hmm. It's not only about investing to generate returns, but it's very much about, as I mentioned before, responsible investment. How will my investment generate jobs? How will my investment support women? How will my investment really support with what is called, for example, development infrastructure? And one way that the financial sector can mobilize more and more capital is through the blended finance. And why?
Yes.
Because the blended finance that brings together the concessional funding from various development partners, together with the funds from development finance institutions such as IFC and also private funds, with blended finance structures, we can actually make sure that we achieve these objectives. So if you say, let's invest in energy infrastructure, power mm-hmm. infrastructure, we can, because there will be appetite to support better pricing, better tenors or longer tenors, it's much easier to incorporate the aspects of development that are very much in need in the continent. And the whole issue about, or the whole conversation about mobilization of capital is how to leverage on the various natures or different types of capital available in the markets by the different institutions to really invest for real impact.
Definitely. And that is really critical. I'm looking forward to hearing more of the outcomes and discussing these as the conversations conclude at the Africa Financial Industry Summit, and hearing your return and more outcomes that will come out from many of your peers in terms of their commitment. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Claudia.
Thank you, Guguleto. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you so much. That is Claudia Konsesau, who joins us this evening as the Regional Director for Southern Africa at the International Finance Corporation. A critical conversation, and it might seem as though it's high level and it's happening at an international level, but the truth is the outcomes of what's discussed here as we mobilize capital to really unlock more growth on the African continent will have a direct impact on our respective economies, on you and I as individuals, the jobs we're able to create, the growth within our cities, countries and provinces overall. So mobilization of capital is necessary to make sure that there is growth within a wide variety of our sectors, specifically impacting our unique structure of our economies in Southern Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.